A Philippine coral reef survives. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. One of the greatest coral reef ecosystems in the world, the Tubataha Reef in the Philippines, continues to prosper. Undersea coral walls that plunge more than 300 feet deep are home to some 600 species of fish and 360 kinds of coral, about half of all known species. According to experts, the ocean wilderness of Tubataha Reef is about the closest thing to a true natural state for any reef in the world. In the early 1980s, the reef was under attack by fishermen using everything from dynamite to cyanide to catch fish. On the reef's inlets, they gathered seabirds and their eggs. But in 1988, Tubataha was designated a National Marine Park. 5 years later, UNESCO named it a World Heritage Site. Why has the preservation of this natural wonder been so successful? In part because of its isolation. The reef sits near the center of the Sulu Sea, more than 90 miles away from the nearest inhabited islands. But also, there is great public support for the reef, and the Philippine government has rigorously enforced its protection. Park rangers, some of them members of the military, have protected Tubataha since 1995. They live 2 months at a time on a tiny spit of land on the reef in total isolation. Tubataha is an important tourist destination, but its isolation keeps visitor numbers manageable. It is not immune to the scourge of plastic pollution and the effects of the warming climate, since Tubataha has seen bleaching events in recent years. But at least for now, Tubataha remains one of the last places on Earth where the marvels of the undersea world are in their pristine state. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.